The Senate Judiciary Committee today takes up the controversial nomination of Texas Supreme Court Justice Priscilla Owen to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. Owen was among the first federal appellate nominations President Bush made after becoming president. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
The Democrats made their first big judicial fight against another Fifth Circuit nominee earlier this year, and they won, defeating Charles Pickering on a party-line vote. Since then, as one Democrat put it privately, we've swallowed too many Bush nominees that we shouldn't have, and we're gagging. So Owen is the next big test. President Bush is pulling out all the stops, even inviting Owen to the White House last week. Opposing Owen is a broad coalition of consumers, civil rights, abortion rights, and corporate responsibility groups in Texas. Rated well qualified by the American Bar Association, Owen has served for 7 years on the Texas Supreme Court and has been reelected twice. The president's political director, Karl Rove, ran her 1994 election campaign, was paid $228,000 for his efforts, and has been an avid Owen supporter. In an interview with NPR earlier this year, Rove singled out Owen for praise and noted that she epitomizes the conservative judicial philosophy President Bush wants in a nominee.
That's what the American people want. They do not want an unelected judiciary that is acting as a super legislator or as a super executive. They do not want the courts up there imposing their own views independent of the elected officials of this country who are charged under the Constitution with writing the laws.
But Owen's critics contend that she is, in fact, a prime example of a justice who twists the law to suit her political agenda. For example, Owen's opponents note that in the 13 abortion cases she ruled on prior to her nomination, she voted without exception against abortion rights. In many of those cases, other Bush appointees to the Texas Supreme Court were part of the majority that upheld abortion rights, including then-Justice Alberto Gonzalez, who went on to become President Bush's White House counsel. In one 6-3 decision involving how to apply the state's parental notification law, the majority chastised the dissenters, including Owen, charging that the dissenters had abdicated their role as judges to impose their personal views. Said then-Justice Gonzalez, to adopt the position taken by the dissenters would be, quote, an unconscionable act of judicial activism. Tom Gipping of Concerned Women for America contends that that quote is taken out of context, since the dissenters wrote separately.
The sentence fragment that Justice Owen's opponents quote begins by referring to the dissenters. He never names Justice Owen.
The broad coalition of liberal groups opposing Owen has portrayed her as essentially a shill for big business and insurance companies. They note that in her last election campaign, 40% of her contributions came from corporate contributors, and that she didn't disqualify herself from cases involving those contributors. But state law does not require such disqualifications, and other justices acted in a similar fashion. That has not stopped consumer and corporate watchdog groups from crying foul. Dan Lamb is director of Texas Watch, a consumer advocacy group.
Whether it is reducing the role of juries, eliminating the recourse for defrauded investors and workers, restricting access to government records, or limiting the rights of rape victims or other criminal victims to pursue civil legal claims, Justice Owen has built a record that clearly defines her as an activist judge and an anti-consumer judge.
Owen has also been criticized for being slow in producing decisions. One case in particular is likely to get attention at today's hearing. It involved a Texas teenager whose injuries in an automobile accident rendered him a quadriplegic. Willie Searcy was a passenger in his stepfather's Ford Ranger when the accident occurred. His family sued Ford, contending that the defective seatbelt caused the boy's spinal cord to be severed. A jury agreed, awarding the family $40 million in damages, later reduced to $30 million. Ford appealed to the Texas Supreme Court, and lawyers for both sides asked the court to rule quickly, Ford in hopes of reversing the verdict, and the Searcy family because they desperately needed the money to take care of Willie. Justice Owen drew the assignment, but the case sat undecided after argument for more than a year. By the time the opinion was issued, Willie Searcy was dead. Owen supporter Tom Gipping says he can't answer questions about the case.
I don't know. I don't know anything about why it would have happened that way, or it's grasping at straws.
Much depends on how Owen answers such questions today. The Republicans are expected to support her. The balance of power lies in the hands of the Democrats, principally Delaware's Joseph Biden and California's Dianne Feinstein, both still undecided. Feinstein in particular has been under pressure from her close Senate friend, Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison of Texas, a strong Owens supporter. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.